Jesus Christ according to St. Luke. And he came out and went, as was his custom, to the Mount of Olives, and the disciples followed him. And when he came to the place, he said to them,
"Pray that you may not enter into temptation."
And he withdrew from them about a stone's throw and knelt down and prayed, saying,
"Father, if you are willing, remove this cup from me. Nevertheless, not my will, but yours be done."
And there appeared to him an angel from heaven, strengthening him. And he began, and being in agony, he prayed more earnestly, and his sweat became like great drops of blood falling down to the ground. And when he rose from prayer, he came to the disciples and found them sleeping for sorrow. And he said to them,
"Why are you sleeping? Rise and pray that you may not enter into temptation."
While he was still speaking, there came a crowd, and a man called Judas, one of the 12, was leading them. He drew near to Jesus to kiss him, but Jesus said to him,
"Judas, would you betray the Son of Man with a kiss?"
And when those who were around him saw what would follow, they said,
"Lord, shall we strike with a sword?"
And one of them struck the servant of the high priest and cut off his right ear, but Jesus said,
"No more of this."
He touched his ear and healed him. Then Jesus said to the chief priests and officers of the temple and elders who had come out against him,
"Have you come out as against a robber with swords and clubs? When I was with you day after day in the temple, you did not lay hands on me, but this is your hour and the power of darkness."
Then they seized him and led him away, bringing him to the high priest's house. And Peter was following at a distance. And when they had kindled a fire in the middle of the courtyard and sat down together, Peter sat down among them. Then a servant girl, seeing him as he sat in light and looked closely at him and said,
"This man also was with him."
But he denied it, saying,
"Woman, I do not know him."
And a little later, someone else saw him and said,
"You also are one of them."
But Peter said,
"Man, I am not."
And after an interval, about an hour, still another insisted, saying,
"Certainly this man also was with him, for he too is a Galilean."
But Peter said,
"Man, I do not know what you are talking about."
And immediately, while he was still speaking, the rooster crowed, and the Lord turned and looked at Peter. And Peter remembered the saying of the Lord, how he had said to him,
"Before the rooster crows today, you will deny me three times."
And he went out and wept bitterly. Now the men who were holding Jesus in custody were mocking him as they beat him. They also blindfolded him and kept asking him,
"Prophesy, who is it that struck you?"
And they said many other things against him, blaspheming him. When the day came, the assembly of elders of the people gathered together, both priests and scribes, and they led him away to their council, and they said,
"If you are the Christ, tell us."
But he said to them,
"If I tell you, you will not believe, and if I ask you, you will not answer. But from now on, the Son of Man shall be seated at the right hand of the power of God."
So they all said,
"Are you the Son of God then?"
And he said to them,
"You say that I am."
Then they said,
"What further testimony do we need? We have heard it ourselves from his own lips."
Then the whole company of them arose and brought him before Pilate, and they began to accuse him, saying,
"We found this man misleading our nation and forbidding us to give tribute to Caesar, and saying that he himself is Christ, a king."
And Pilate asked him,
"Are you the king of the Jews?"
And he answered him,
"You have said so."
Then Pilate said to the chief priests and the crowds,
"I find no guilt in this man."
But they were urgent, saying,
"He stirs up people, teaching throughout all Judea, from Galilee even to this place."
When Pilate heard this, he asked whether the man was a Galilean. And when he learned that he belonged to Herod's jurisdiction, he sent him over to Herod, who was himself in Jerusalem at that time. When Herod saw Jesus, he was very glad, for he had long desired to see him because he'd heard about him, and he was hoping to see some sign done by him. So he questioned him at some length, but he made no answer. The chief priests and the scribes stood vehemently accusing him, and Herod with his soldiers treated him with contempt and mocked him. Then arraying him in splendid clothing, he sent him back to Pilate. And when Herod and Pilate became friends with each other that very day, for before this they had been at enmity with each other, Pilate then called together the chief priests and the rulers and the people and said to them,
"You brought me this man as one who is misleading the people. And after examining him before you, behold, I did not find this man guilty of any of your charges against him. Neither did Herod, for he sent him back to us. Look, nothing deserving death has been done by him. I will therefore punish and release him."
But they all cried out together, "A man who had been thrown into prison for insurrection started in the city and for murder." Pilate addressed them once more, desiring to release Jesus, but they kept shouting,
"Crucify him! Crucify him!"
A third time he said to them,
"Why? What evil has he done? I have found in him no guilt deserving death. I will therefore punish and release him."
But they were urgent, demanding with loud cries that he should be crucified, and their voices prevailed. So Pilate decided that their demand should be granted. He released the man who had been thrown into prison for insurrection and murder, for whom they asked, but he delivered Jesus over to their will. And as they led him away, they seized one Simon of Cyrene, who was coming in from the country, and laid on him the cross to carry it behind Jesus. And there followed him a great multitude of the people and of the women who were mourning and lamenting for him. But turning to them, Jesus said,
"Daughters of Jerusalem, do not weep for me, but weep for yourselves and for your children. For behold, the days are coming when they will say, 'Blessed are the barren and the wombs that never bore, and the breast that never nursed.' Then they will begin to say to the mountains, 'Fall on us,' and to the hills, 'Cover us.' For if they do these things when the wood is green, what will happen when it is dry?"
Two others who were criminals were led away to be put to death with him. And when they came to the place that is called the Skull, there they crucified him and the criminals, one on his right and one on his left. And Jesus said,
"Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do."
And they cast lots to divide his garments, and the people stood by watching. But the rulers scoffed at him, saying,
"He saved others, let him save himself, if he is the Christ of God, his chosen one."
The soldiers also mocked him, coming up and offering him sour wine and saying,
"If you are the King of the Jews, save yourself."
There was also an inscription over him, "This is the King of the Jews." One of the criminals who hanged railed against him, saying,
"Are you not the Christ? Save yourself and us."
But the other rebuked him, saying,
"Do you not fear God, since you are under the same sentence of condemnation? And we indeed justly, for we are receiving the due reward for our deeds. But this man has done nothing wrong."
And he said,
"Jesus, remember me when you come into your kingdom."
And he said to him,
"Truly I say to you, today you will be with me in paradise."
It was now about the sixth hour, and there was darkness over the whole land until the ninth hour, while the sun's light failed, and the curtain of the temple was torn in two. Then Jesus, calling out with a loud voice, said,
"Father, into your hands I commit my spirit."
And having said this, he breathed his last. Now, when the centurion saw what had taken place, he praised God, saying,
Certainly this man was innocent.
And all the crowds that had assembled for this spectacle, when they saw what had taken place, returned home beating their breasts. And all his acquaintances and the women who followed him from Galilee stood at a distance watching these things. Now there was a man named Joseph from the Jewish town of Arimathea. He was a member of the council and a good and righteous man who had not consented to their decision and action, and he was looking for the kingdom of God. This man went to Pilate and asked him for the body of Jesus. Then he took it down and wrapped it in a linen shroud and laid him in the tomb cut in stone where no one had ever been laid. And it was the day of preparation, and the Sabbath was beginning. The women who had come with him from Galilee followed and saw the tomb and how his body was laid. Then they returned and prepared spices and ointments. On the Sabbath, they rested according to the commandment.